News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is working to have the new Building Act in place by the end of the year. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott says the revised bill, which will facilitate the adoption and efficient application of the National Building Code, is being finalized by the Chief Parliamentary Council. Cabinet approval will then be sought for its tabling in the House of Representatives.
Quite a substantial document. A lot of consultations have been done and redone. Still more to be done, and the debate will still make some more modifications. But certainly, I hope before the end of this year, we'll be able to call it the Building Act 2015.
Minister R. Scott was addressing the recent launch of Engineers Week 2015. The National Building Code will facilitate the adoption and application of internationally recognized building standards, as well as the accreditation of building products, construction methods, building components, and systems. A sports academy is to be constructed at the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium and named in honor of track and field superstar Usain Bolt. Sports Minister Natalie Nita-Headley says the move is being driven by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller in order to ensure that Mr. Bolt is adequately honored in his homeland. Mrs. Nita-Headley adds that several infrastructural upgrades will occur before the official renaming, starting with the installation of a $26 million irrigation system at the facility.
I think many people across the world, including sportsmen and women, would want to be a part and be associated with that stadium. More so if it is named the Usain Bolt Sports Academy. We would want to see people coming there to train and to be a part of a package and a tourism product, which I think would be second to none.
The sports minister was speaking at a press briefing at Jamaica House last Wednesday. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Buzz, is urging members of the public to exercise patience with the government over Jamaica's current rate of economic growth. Mr. Buzz says while persons are anxious to see high rates of growth over the short to medium term, they must be mindful of the challenging economic position the country is moving from and adjust their expectations accordingly.
Well, when you look down the road and you see some of the government projects to come on stream, and you see the growing business confidence, and you hear about more and more business people doing this or doing that, you begin to see that it will happen, but it is not going to happen in the kind of time frame that we all would like to see, which is the next 6 months, the next 12 months.
He adds that based on the country's current economic trajectory, growth will occur in slow, gradual stages over the medium to long-term future. Mr. Bars was speaking at a recent EPOC press conference. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has received 60 motorcycles to boost its operational and traffic management capabilities. The vehicles, valued at over $57 million, are expected to improve the response time and mobility of the JCF.
The 10 traffic bikes will be used to deal with the traffic problems across the country. The 50 trail bikes will be used to combat predial larceny across the rural or farming divisions, as well as to deal with quick response or calls for service in some of the rural areas and in some urban communities.
Of the total, 10 will be assigned to the traffic division, while the others will be deployed for operational purposes island-wide. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams addressing the handing over ceremony for the motorcycles last Monday. Commissioner Williams says the JCF will receive an additional 75 brand new vehicles by the end of October. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, Sagicor, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there!